Cecil, can you see where he is?
Yes. He's looking at his window.
Oh, ouch! Goodness!
Shh! Sally, what's the matter?
Oh, I put my knee on a nail. Goodness, I tore my stocking.
Stay down. He can see us if you stand up.
Oh, goodness, I'm so uncomfortable, sitting on nails and boards.
Huh. You'll be uncomfortable if he gets a hold of us.
I wish we hadn't come to this old place.
Gosh, we didn't mean to break his window.
We? You mean you? I didn't hit it.
Well, it was your fault, too. I was showing you how to throw.
Well, if that's the way you teach, I don't like the lessons.
Boy, I'll bet he's mad.
Well, sir, he ought to be. Suppose you were sitting in the front room reading and all of a sudden a piece of lumber came crashing through the window pane. I'll bet you'd get mad.
Shh! Don't get excited and talk so loud. Voices carry like the deuce in a house that's being built. Shh!
Cecil, I can see him through the boards. He's looking over here.
Don't get your nose too close to the floor. There's a lot of sawdust there.
Oh, goodness, I've got some in my nose.
That's all right. It won't kill you.
Cecil, I'm going to sneeze.
No, Sally, don't sneeze. Hold it in.
I can't help it. I'm...
He'll hear us, Sally. Press your finger under your nose.
I'm going to...
Hard, hard.
I can't, Cecil. It's coming...
Cecil,
you're smothering me.
That's all right. He didn't hear you.
What did you put your hands over my mouth for?
Shh, goodness. Sally. Now, don't sneeze again.
Oh, you made my ears pop. Goodness, my nose itches.
Scratch it and keep still.
Cecil, do you hear a ringing noise?
No.
Goodness, it's loud enough. Can't you hear it?
Oh, that's just a ringing noise in your head. Pound yourself on the head and it'll stop.
I will not pound myself on the head.
Oh, don't. I don't care, but keep still.
Cecil, I know what we could do to have some fun.
Not so loud. What?
Do you want to surprise that man below next door to this house?
Now, we're not going to climb down the ladder until he goes inside.
Oh, no. I know what we could do to surprise him.
What?
Throw another piece of wood and break another window.
Oh, are you crazy? He'd have the cops after us.
It would be kind of fun. He wouldn't know where it came from. He wouldn't think anyone was up here.
No. I want to get out of here and get home sometime tonight.
Oh, goodness, Cecil. It's getting dark so quick. I'm going to get afraid.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that guy ever going to go in?
Goodness, Cecil. Suppose he stays in the front yard. What'll we do?
Well, we'll stay right here, then.
Can't we climb down the ladder?
You know we can't. That side of this house isn't finished. He could look right through and see us climbing down.
Cecil, we can't stay here long. I told Uncle Thomas that we were just going for a walk.
Let's both concentrate and wish that he'll go back in the house. Maybe he will.
I don't know how to concentrate.
Well, keep still, then. Here, we might as well make ourselves comfortable. Here, sit out on the floor. Your knees will get tired kneeling down.
They already are.
Now, stay here. Don't move around. Those boards aren't nailed down over there.
I'm just picking up nails. I don't like to sit on them.
Oh, darn. Isn't he ever going to go in? Whose idea was it to start throwing things out this window anyhow?
It was yours.
Oh, all right, then. It's my fault. Shh. I think he's going in.
Oh, good. Now we can get down and sneak home.
And not so fast, Sally. Don't move yet. Sally, watch out.
Cecil. Goodness, I kicked one of the boards through.
I told you to keep quiet.
Did he hear it, Cecil? Did he?
How could he help it? It sounded like the place was falling down.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry, Cecil. I didn't mean to.
Now, don't move. Don't move. Uh-oh. Here he comes, over here.
Oh, dear. Will he climb the ladder?
Boy, there's fire in his eyes.
Oh, how can you tell? It's getting too dark to see.
Uh-oh. He's picked up a club.
Oh, Cecil, I'm getting afraid. Let's get down the ladder quick and make a run for it.
No, Sally, now lay low. He won't climb up the ladder. We're safe up here.
How do you know he won't, Cecil?
Because he's too fat. He's coming around the side.
Oh, Cecil, I can see him through the floor. He's right underneath us.
For cat's sake, don't move, Sally.
I won't. I'll hardly breathe.
And don't sneeze. Keep your nose away from the floor and that sawdust.
Cecil, he's going into the next room.
I hope he trips and breaks a leg.
Goodness, he looked right up here. I saw him right in the eye.
That's all right. He couldn't see us. Shh. I can't see him now.
Oh, Cecil, I can hear him. He stepped on something.
Boy, listen to him cuss. Oh, he sure is mad.
Cecil, isn't that awful? Oh, the things he said.
Oh, stop up your ears. Don't listen.
Cecil, he's back underneath us again.
I've got an idea. Shall I make a noise like a cat? He'll think it's a cat prowling around.
No, Cecil, don't make a noise like a cat. You sound more like a foghorn when you do.
Hey, can you hear my heartbeat, Sally?
No, can you hear mine?
No, is it making a lot of noise, too?
Yes, it's in my throat. Feel? Here, give me your hand. Feel my throat? Feel my heart?
No, that's your Adam's apple.
It's my heart. I can't swallow it. Cecil, you know what I'd like to do.
I'd like to be out of here.
I'd like to drop something on his head.
Sally, not so loud. Good grief, Sally, he's coming up here.
What do we do, Cecil? Can we get on the roof?
Wait a minute, I can't see. Oh, he's just looking at the ladder.
Where is he, Cecil? I want to see him.
Here, look through these two floorboards. Right here. See, right underneath.
Oh, Cecil, he's a thief. He's picking up nails and putting them in his pocket.
Let me see. Well, I'm a monkey's uncle. He's putting some boards under his arms. The dirty crook, and he's a judge, too.
Well, maybe he'll go on back to his house now.
I'd like to break another one of his windows while he's underneath us.
Oh, let's do, Cecil. Here's a hammer lying here. You could throw it out the window, and he couldn't hear you up here.
Shh, Sally. I was just joking. Wait a minute. I think he thinks someone is up here.
Cecil, even if he saw us up here, he couldn't prove that we broke his window.
Well, we haven't any business up here.
But, Cecil, everybody walks into houses that are being built.
Sally, he's going back to the ladder.
Let me see, Cecil. Let me look.
Uh-oh. He's going to come up here.
Oh, Cecil. Goodness, there goes my heart again. Let's hide behind something.
Oh, there's nothing to hide behind. Shh, wait. Well, the dirty bum.
What's the matter, Cecil?
He's taking the ladder away.
What does he want with it, Cecil?
He's carrying it to the side. Darn. Now I wish I had broken two of his windows.
Well, you still can, Cecil.
Oh. He forgot how he climbed in, and he's taken the ladder to get out on the side.
Oh, is he going to put it back up here?
No, of course not.
Well, how are we going to get down from upstairs, then?
Don't ask me riddles. Oh, heck. It's nearly dark, too.
Has he gone, Cecil?
He's just leaving now, with his lumber and nails. The dirty crook. We can stand up now, Sally. I said we can stand up now. What are you doing?
I'm holding in a sneeze.
Oh, go ahead and sneeze.
All right. I don't have to now. Where is he now, Cecil?
He's gone in the house. It's too dark for him to see over here now, anyhow.
Cecil, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to shinny down this outside post and get that ladder. Put it back so you can get down.
Oh, Cecil, but I'm afraid to stay here alone.
Oh, well, that's too bad. All right, now just stay here and keep quiet. I'll be right back. Unhook me, Sally. I'm caught on a nail.
Oh, I can't reach you, Cecil. Oh, Cecil, you tore your pants.
I know it. I can feel the draft. I'll be right back with the ladder. Now stay here.